Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. I'm Angela Bowman.
And I'm Tracy Epps.
Our guest today is Kat Zarabanda, joining us from Merida, Yucatan in Mexico. Kat is a freelance UX and graphic designer who works for companies in the US and Canada, and is also the co-founder of Saraz Design Studio, a company based in Toronto. Welcome, Kat.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for having me here. And yes, it's truly a pleasure to join, to have this amazing combo with you, ladies.
I was so delighted to meet you at WordCamp US this summer, and so I'm very excited to have you on the show. We like to start off each episode asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started?
Well, everything started with, I was introduced by your friend Joomla. Joomla was the one who introduced me to WordPress, actually.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No, that happened because I got started to work in a web design company, in a web building, design and development and all the stuff company in Bogota, Colombia, in 12 years ago, or 29 maybe. Well, and yes, I started to work there as an account manager, and I learned first to create like Joomla websites. But it's super normal in all these machismo environments. So our boss was super like into his only status quo. He was so comfortable into that he never talked us about other ways to create websites. And actually, I wasn't doing web design there because he told me that I will never be good enough to make web design.
Like, wow. Oh my, yes. God, are you for real?
Yes. One day, because I'm originally an industrial designer, so I really know about the project, about design projects, you know, because it's the way how I was thought in my college years. So I definitely know how to create the graphic and web design, and I was totally convinced about that. And he said one day, like, no, you will never be good enough to make web design, Kat. Please forget about that. I mean, right now you're just getting out of too much party, too much drugs and alcohol, which was a little true, but it's okay. I mean, it was like my process. There started to appear a lot of red flags into that toxic environment until one day I decided, like, no, this is definitely not for me. I've always been super resistant about working for big companies or having like a 9 a.m., 5 p.m. work. So I said, like, no, it definitely must be a way to do that. So I got started my independent business. Since I did that, I knew that there was something more about Joomla. And I started, and I've heard a lot about WordPress before, and all the people that I knew that was into design and development were into WordPress. So I say, like, no, fuck it, I'm gonna learn it because it shouldn't be that hard. So yes, I start like exploring bringing some clients from Joomla environments to WordPress. And in that way, I learned about that. Everything in my career, at least in my technology career, I always have learned by myself. So yes, it has never been like an obstacle for me. So I started to doing research and testing with clients, testing with live websites, committing a lot of mistakes. But yes, certainly in, I don't know, like 1 or 2 years ago, I was already building complete WordPress websites for my clients, because I not only design them, but also implement them. Actually, it's always been a little conflictive to me. I'm a WordPress developer. Is that exists? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yes, that's actually right now what has made me give me an income to send my family. And having an independent adult responsible life with 2 children now.
I want to say it's funny, but it's not, because I had the same experience. Mine was in college when I was told I would never be a graphic designer or I would never make it as a web developer. And that, I mean, I have seen people like hear that and then just shut down, be like, I guess you're right. And then, you know, like internalize that. But then people like you and I are like, no, I'm going to prove you wrong. Like that gives that kind of fuel, right? So I think that is, it's an amazing, amazing story, for sure. And what kind of things were you, were the hardest when, especially teaching yourself and learning, especially coming from a design background into Joomla and then into WordPress? What were some of the hardest things you had to learn throughout your journey?
Well, I mean, considering that I'm coming from Colombia, that everything started in Bogota, Colombia, there's something happening there, and is that there is actually a lot of poverty. You know, the 70% of people in Colombia lives in poverty. So it's a lot of people with low income. So in that way, when entrepreneurs, small companies, medium companies, even big companies try to hire you, for making a website, and you ask them, you're still ask them the same price that you asked, like, 8 years ago. Most of them just can't pay for that. Just can't. You know, it's not even that thinking that they always like cheap. It's not that. It's just that the income and the economy of the country doesn't let people to hire people at the price that I ask for. You know, so I remember a lot when in 2012, I met my husband and I got married in 2014. And I remember a lot talking with my mother-in-law. He has to work. That's another story. I remember a lot talking with my mother-in-law from the States, because I have a Colombian one and I'm one from the States. And she asked me, okay, and how much is your work hour? And I say, like, I don't know, $5 is okay. And she said, like, what are you talking about? How can you say that? Please stop saying that ever. Your hour is way more. You're more than qualified for that, and you really have to learn your own value. So it's been like a process, because since I heard her, I decided to contact my cousin who lives in Toronto and is the co-founder of Sara's Design Studio. Sarita! But the thing is that, yes, she started telling me, no, I think that probably you will find the bigger clients here. I have the access to this economy, to these clients that are willing to pay more. So let's do that. Let's do that. I will find the clients here, and you can make like the development. I can also design because she's also a designer, and we will find better clients here. So right now, even I would like to come back and have a work in a company in Colombia, it will be easy to get paid for the income that I need to sustain the family and being there. So that's one of the reasons because I decided to move. I lived a few months in the States. It didn't work for me. And then I decided to come here to Mexico, and it is working. Always it's not easy because it's hard to be away from family, but I think it's worth it. And right now I'm actually moving into having a small struggle now. And what is the thing? That right now, most of my clients are in Canada. And right now, the Canadian dollar in front of the USD dollar is getting super weakened. So right now, if what I'm receiving for a website paid in Canada is considerably smaller from what I receive from a website paid in the US. But yes, I guess this is part of the challenges post-pandemic and the economies and the shortage of economies that we have now worldwide.
So that struggle of even just like knowing your worth and being able to do that, I think that is one of the hardest things that was for me to learn as well. I'm glad you were given good advice early on. I think that's really good to hear.
Yeah. But also finding your worth in a global economy.
Yeah.
And I think you're one of the first people we talked with Mary Job in Nigeria, but we didn't get totally into economics. But I feel like being in the Americas, where you're straddling kind of North, South, Central America, you know, like you're straddling so many economic zones here, and you're moving from one economic zone to another economic zone and working in yet two other economic zones. And just the ability to do the kind of calculations around what is your worth in, you know, these different economies and where do you need to get your clients, and the fact that like you've needed to get Canadian and US clients. And sometimes people I feel like are disparaging of like people on Fiverr, you know, but you know why people are on Fiverr? Why these people? Because they need to tap into our economy. And that's the way, one of the ways that they can do that is people in these other countries whose economies are very depressed have to tap into these Western economies. Or these northern, it's almost like more like northern economies to be able to get to any real money, you know, because their local economies aren't going to support them. Though I do know a lot of people in Nigeria who's local, but Nigeria has somewhat of an economy happening where people are making a living there, but other parts of Africa and stuff are quite a bit more challenged in that way. So we want to see WordPress as democratizing the web, but for whom? Who's being democratized here?
Exactly. You know? I actually have had cases. It's crazy because I have people that hires me still in a lower rate that way they will normally hire people in the US or in Canada, because they know they can pay me so low, and they still have the courage to ask me for a discount. And I say, like, no way, dude. You're still paying me super low, and you are performing in your business, and you're still doing that. A few weeks ago, for instance, when I just moved here to Mérida, like a few weeks ago, like a couple months ago, and I decided to check how's the market here, you know. And when I came here, I went to see I went to interview for a company. They told me like, okay, how much are you willing to receive? And I was super honest and saying, okay, at least I will expect more than $2,000. I'm super transparent on telling you what I earned, because I think that everyone should be open to that without any bad consequence. And I said that, and he said, no way I can pay you for that. I'm only willing to pay $1,000. And I said, like, $1,000? And it's a full-time job. So yes, and you have to stay here 9 a.m., 5 a.m., a half hour of for lunch.
Wow.
If you take it or leave it. And I say, no, thank you so much. That's what I received for only a part time that I have at this moment. thank you so much for your offering. So yes, it's so sad to see this new type of colonialism, because I definitely think it's colonialism, because it's a way that people has to unfortunately in fairs, like in developed economies, to maintain their business but still paying super low to the people that works for them here. So yes, I think that right now if I decide to go and get a formal job, what I will expect is to be paid in the same way that you are paid in the US or in Canada, because I know that I'm qualified and I know my work. And it's super important that people see that, and that's the reason that motivates me a lot to go and assist to events like WordCamp US, because it's the way to visualize people that can't do that, but still have all this talent.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because I've been becoming more aware of that, because you know I don't have that extra challenge of like working across borders. Typically, usually I don't. But when I joined Codable, they say, because they have Codable experts all over the world, and they have a minimum hourly rate of $80 an hour, $80 US an hour for the work. It doesn't matter what country you live in, whatever that exchange rate is. And for so like some companies are like, well, we need to like level the playing field, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're like, this is important work, and if you want good people, there's good people all over the place, so you should be paying them what they're worth.
Yeah, I love what you said. You know, this is yet another form of colonialism. Yeah. And I really feel like this would be a good article pitch to like Master WP or someone who really picks up on those kind of edgy topics, you know, because it's something that we don't talk about. We're all talking about democratization, not colonialism, and it's a for real thing that happens. And you're lucky that you had this cousin in Toronto who you could kind of partner with. And what about other developers? Do you know any other developers in either Mexico or Colombia who have been kind of willing to work for very, very low rate because it's kind of what they can get? And how do they approach that, do you think?
Well, it's different. Sometimes when we have in the skinny cows, we have the fatty cows and the skinny cows. The skinny cows is when you don't receive that much. And sometimes I partner with some developers in Colombia, and actually in last year I created two big websites. I built those websites for big companies, like big companies. they still told me like, no, Kat, we only have this budget for you. But that's super low. That's even less than, I don't know, 15, this is like $10 an hour for working on that. And she said, no, it's the only way we can do that. But it also comes with these issues behind. They sometimes can't pay for big licenses in this way. Because how? If you need to create a good quality work, but you can't pay for licenses for licenses on plugins. There are people that sometimes can't even pay for the Adobe Creative licenses. That's right. Why it was so sad that Figma was sold a few weeks ago to Adobe. You know. So sometimes, yes, I can see that. And right now that I have like more privilege because I have made a sort of career into that and I have more stability. I decided that when I work with Latin American friends, I use something that is called the Latin American friend fee, hourly fee. Uh-huh. So I have the Latin American friend hourly fee, which is way lower, and I have the other fee, the international fee, because otherwise wouldn't be possible to contribute to national to Mexican or Colombian projects.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's still people that I am super grateful with and I'm willing to collaborate, because sometimes they ask me, no, Kate, please come help us. We're so into a hurry. We definitely need to some rescue. Please come and help us. We know there's not that much. And I do it a lot because I estimate them, but not because it will represent like $1,000 for me. Definitely not.
Not much. And it's like the five for the future. And we talk about like five for the future in terms of the WordPress project. But what about five for the future in terms of bringing up some of these other companies that can't afford, you know, a US priced website? Like what about are donating time to truly democratizing the web, to helping people in lower income economies participate in the World Wide Web? You know, we often talk about the project, but we don't talk about the people, you know, enough, I feel like. And the people in the WordPress, I don't think we talk enough about, you know, the privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But first, the privilege of contributing, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And that has been talked about, and Morton's definitely gone after that. And but you know, the privilege of being able to work for free, mm-hmm. but then also the privilege of being able to get work that pays these competitive, you know, salaries, and not everyone has access to that or can afford a website. You know, it's a whole piece. And I feel like it's something that really should be brought up and talked about a lot more. And especially when you talk about plugin fees, holy moly, like I spend thousands of dollars a year on plugin fees. How
it
could
seems
anyone
like they really like they skyrocketed a lot lately. And I was like, I'm even feeling that the on that. I was like, oh,
Yeah, it's gone from like an $80 a year thing to $400 a year.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
overnight on so many premium plugins. And yeah. even Elementor now has their unlimited tier is $1,000 a year. And it's like, well, I don't have 1,000 websites, but there are other breakpoints. Well, I have more than that. Like, you know, it's mm-hmm. kind of gotten insane.
Yeah.
And, no. and, yeah.
And unfortunately, this ends up like affecting the quality of the projects that are created in this way. Because sometimes you expose to, if you can pay right now, as I say, I can pay for the licenses for, I don't know, Adobe Creatives. But because I can do that. But I was exposed and I got a lot of machines crashed because I needed to use a cracked version. And it yeah. was the only way to do that. Even,
yep.
Even there are like student fees and that stuff. And sometimes that also affects in the companies there in Latin American countries because if people can't pay for the licenses of the plugins, let's say an LMS,
yes, yes.
right now doesn't go below $100, $150.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, and sometimes the company doesn't have to pay for that, or maybe they could have it, but they have a lot of other priorities to deal with, to cope with, that they unfortunately can't have this can't pay for that. So yes, it's a little right now. I feel a little like a fish that can swim between all those worlds. And that's been a lot of my life. I always, even in Colombia, have had the opportunity to swim between the privileged areas in Colombia, privileged classes, and also go to the poorest places, and still live in my regular home and places because I'm a middle class person. So yes, it's really nice when you have the chance to watch all these different social and economical environments, because it makes you super aware that there are people trying to make a career on technology. And sometimes it's not too possible, because the economy and there's not enough like open sources economy projects to do that, and that's the reason, because WordPress is one of the biggest projects that I support, that I think that offers has so much to offer to the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about democratizing the web, right? Well, but who does that affect? You know, like
yep.
that it is still that, like you said, it's still a symbol of colonism and colonialism. And so like, but and even like the plugins, and even Angela, what you were saying, like, oh, the northern countries, because we drew the maps. So obviously what's on top is the ones that have the power. And so whoever has the power writes the history, writes the maps, makes all of those things, makes the rules for everyone. And so it's almost like as if, I mean, there's gotta be, this definitely needs to be like a global discussion, because okay, can plugin creators like have basically, whatever, like the percentage of like the natural, like what our economy looks like and what a normal paycheck for me would be, whatever percentage that is for someone that in an economy that is much lower and struggling, so that would automatically, it's not like, oh, you get a discount, but no, like you're still paying the same amount, like just, you know, of what everyone else is, like they're not, I'm not like hurting physically, and you know, I'm not having to like give up food for a day, and I'm able to do that, so that should be the same for everyone.
Yeah, almost like a scaling of costs, because I think about it a lot. I have thought about it a lot. I mean, maybe because I visited these places in the world, and so I'm kind of aware of what's going on. And it's like, man,
and there's
that's
amazing
rough.
and like really talented, and like we're missing out on a lot of talent. We're missing out on a lot of really great things because of that. You know, we don't see it, or it's they can't afford a place at the table. You know, that all of that, and that hurts us too. So like, it's those that have also, you know, are affected by this. And it should be something a front of mind for everyone to be discussing and seeing, like, okay, well, constantly looking, this goes with like UX. Who's not at the table and why? Who made the table? You know, like those kinds of questions of no matter what it is, kind of looking at that and saying, okay, well, we're not going to be able to fix the problem completely, but what small steps can we do to make things slightly better, and then slightly better than that?
Yeah. And you've done some amazing things, because you've been part of you've really gone full in being part of the WordCamp US organizing team for many years.
I saw you made the designs for Nashville, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes. That was great. I loved that branding. It was great. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I worked by the hand of I don't remember her name. Her last name is Blunt, Amanda Blunt, I think, or Christina Blunt. So I think it's Christina Blunt. But she was the head. She was the design lead. So based on that, I created the website, the layout. And it was such a nice experience. I also helped a lot in other pieces in the 2019, in the 2020, before everything turned into the online version. I made the logo for the presential. That never happened. I had a work US logo that was never into life. That's life.
So and that's kind of going back to what Tracy was saying, is what are we missing out on when certain people can't participate? And it's like, we would have missed out on you know, mm-hmm. coming from Colombia, and Mexico. It's like, look at how much you've contributed to the community in the US, which is not even where you live, but you're just such a huge contributor, and even providing us the face of the WordCamp, you know, like the look and the feel, and just behind the scenes there you are. No one, you know what I mean? Like, who knew? That this is, I mean, there are people who know who you are and that you've done this work, but wow, it's amazing. So what got you involved in the community? Like, what was your introduction to the community after you got introduced to WordPress by Joomla? What introduced you to the WordPress community?
Well, the thing is that I always like technology events. It's been like kind of my thing. So I started to look how the community and the WordPress project works as itself, and I found out that there was these meetups and these opportunities to start participating, and I tried to make it first in Colombia. I actually started trying to join into the Colombia community. But I found out that there was a lot of men and just a few ladies, and I found it like super competitive, and I don't know, I feel like I didn't feel comfortable. So considering that I was planning to eventually migrate to the States or to North America, because it was a plan that I had some years ago, I say like, okay, why not start exploring what are people doing into the WordPress community? And I found out all these big communities, and I say like, no, man, I have to be there. that's the place that really serves me, you know? So that's why I started contributing to the community. And one day I discovered the WordCamp US. And I say, like, this event looks super fantastic. No, I will try to apply. But in that moment, my first son just had 1 year old. So no, it was super hard, and I wasn't able to go, and I was super sad. But in 2017, I say, like, no, you know what? I will apply to work as to help as an organizer. Even I can't go, I still be participating there, and I will start meeting people from the community. So why not? No? So yes, I sent my application to participate, and one day I received an email from Randy Hicks. He's an organizer from Nashville, and I said, like, really? Are you calling me? Me? <That's true. laughs> Let's go. So yes, I joined to the event and start working in the organizing teams, because there is something that it really has helped me on working in work teams in the US, and is the team culture. You have a super strong team culture, and you're amazing organizers. You're the best organizing events. Please know that. So yes, I found it like an amazing opportunity to learn. Even I don't know if eventually I will contribute to the Mexico community. I help in the 2019. I made the website for the work in Mexico as well. But yes, I think that it was like the best way to learn how to work as a team in the US, because it was the way how I found that I will eventually could make a living on being a digital nomad. I've been a digital nomad like 12 years ago. I've been in pandemic like 10 years ago. I'm old into that. So,
I love it.
So yes, I think that there's maybe if in the US and in Canada you have the money and the income to pay for what I do and to pay it in the best way, maybe there's a chance for me there. So yeah, I started contributing, and just for curiosity. Everything in my life has happened for curiosity and intuition. Everything, all the good things in my life has happened because of that. And that's the reason, because I'm living here now and everything. So yes, it's basically because of that.
I love that you talk about, because I think of definitely getting involved, because I remember thinking, oh, the WordPress community is huge because it's worldwide. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. And then I got involved, or, you know, speaking or volunteering or contributing. And I was like, it's actually because of the team, you know, like you actually can make close friends instead of not having this like, oh, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and you're just like a number. You actually, like, I think that's one thing that the community has been doing very well, is that it you can find a team that you can contribute to, again, if you can. And so that would be, but what the solution is, we've talked about this like crazy, of like, what, how do we get more people that we can do that? But that's an ongoing process, I think, but it's cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I feel so fortunate to have met you. I was, you know, we met outside of the just standing in front of Green Geeks, which is also a really fabulous company, of course. And I feel like that was kind of serendipitous too, that that's where we kind of were talking. And yeah, it's just been such a pleasure to speak with you. And I really look forward to seeing you at another WordCamp US. And I hope Tracy and Amy will be there and we'll have a party for women in WP. This is our future life goal to make that happen again. And so to wrap up, it would be really great to let people know how they can find you online.
Oh, okay. If you want to know more of my happy adventures in Mexico and worldwide, because I like to travel a lot. You can find me in Instagram as Kat Zarabanda, KatZarabanda.
Nice, got it. And I'll have that in the show notes too. Yep.
And you can find my website is katzarabanda.rocks. Yes, I have that.
Love it.
That amazing domain.
That's awesome.
So yes, you can check more of my work, or if you need, if you have a nice work for me, I can do that for you. Of course, only if you pay me well.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Only if you pay me well. Otherwise, no. You will find someone who can do it cheaper.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Oh, look forward to seeing you soon, Kat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela and Tracy. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening. Interested in being on the show? Sign up on our website, womeninwp.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and join our Facebook group to have conversations with other women in WordPress.